It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years. Back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years. Just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer.
Skull, everybody. Welcome to All Those Beers Ago, the Blunder Years. That's right.
Coming!
We all are. We're happy to be here. Of course, the great Mike Morse down below and the Reverend Bob Levy. Buddy, come on. Come on. We're giving you a little afternoon delight behind the wall. Welcome one. Welcome all. Come on.
I'm charging up, too.
Oh, yeah. Bob is hooked up to yet another machine since we last left. I feel like each time we do a show, there's another contraption. He's, you know. Copper wires, tens unit.
This is a tens unit. It's I want an 11 unit, but they didn't have it. So they only had tens.
Our units go to 11.
Yeah.
You asked a very important question regarding your feet in particular before we started.
Yeah, I might be allergic to fish. It hurts my toes.
Are you eating it with your feet?
No, it's just that they get like red and like they're gonna blow up, like they were on fire. I was like, what the fuck is this? What?
What fish did you eat?
The one that was in the refrigerator.
Well, what kind?
The salmon.
All right. Well, that's very different fish than
Rico later. Yeah.
Later. Rico.
That's not gout. That's not gout. It's fucking fish. Like, it's not AIDS. It's not daddy.
Well,
carp. Who the fuck eats carp, clam buddy, Bixie, or whatever the fuck your name is? God damn it. I need my glasses.
Oh, I'll get on that. Hold on. Discord link. You sure? You didn't have tilapia by chance, did you?
Tilapia. I can't even spell it. I wouldn't even be able to order it. Fucking it. With this gout is sometimes, John. Look, whatever. I'm not eating fish anymore. I'll just have, like, when I go to, like, a seafood place, I'll have shrimp and scallops.
Okay. Here, lobster. Froggy, I'm pasting it for you. All in your guts. Fish by Cape Coral. The fish there should be fine.
Mm, yeah.
He's right.
I don't know.
Salmon, you can get oral allergy syndrome.
Well, what is it?
Oh.
Angioedema.
Who's she?
I'm not giving her any stage time. I don't care how funny she
is. Urticaria, anaphylaxis, nausea.
Does it make your fucking toes swell and just like a couple of them? God damn it. Sounds fishy to me, Tom Gully said. Stop it.
And gastrointestinal symptoms.
No, I don't have no gastrointestinal whatever.
Yeah. He hasn't played in years. What's wrong with you, Mike? Do you know what Knight said after the surgery? Regret of this decision. Bob's neighbor checking in, guys.
Hey, boom. How you doing, man?
He's writing. He's picked up
sickle
a pen.
Cell.
Daniel gifting $20. Thank you, Daniel. Hey, guys, this is for the fire sale when TSN fails. It's coming up. It's around the corner.
We're going out of business.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty, but yeah.
Look at her. She see what she does to me?
Yeah.
She videotapes me when I'm under
in your weakest moments. Mm-hmm. She is there to document and share with us. That's
but
why
whoever shaved
you.
My balls there, what a job. I'm just saying it was unbelievable.
Back every 2 months.
I wanted to get off when they were done. I wanted to wake up and go like this, go, who did my balls?
My compliments to my ball shaver, please.
go back every few weeks. Just a little off the sides this time.
But look at this shit. That's not, you know what I mean? That's not even my color.
Why were they visiting you? All right,
I don't know, we'll because I because I have my Fly baby in here, and we have so much fun. What?
A fish allergy would be swelling of your throat and tongue, hives, itching all over your body, difficulty breathing, your eyes swelling shut. Fish will not make your toes swell.
Okay, well, you know, they feel like they're redder than normal, and then whatever. I'm not going to you. She said that's not, no, that's not it.
Dr. Dallifer knows. It's sickle cell, Bob. And I happen to, I concur.
Sickle cell.
Yeah. Old Rev and the sea.
I can't fucking, look, I'll try a different one when this goes away and then see if it happens right away. I'll eat salmon real quick as soon as I feel better because it won't last long. I got to get my, what is that?
What is that? Where are you there?
I forgot how many of these we have.
We do have a lot of those, huh?
Where's my socks?
It was a busy week. Bob had to, okay. So speaking of busy week, we got a choice for you to make today, all of you behind the wall. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for membering up accepting of membership gifts to all those people gifting the gift. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So here's your choice. We have the prank John tried to pull on Grillo that backfires. That's number one. Or we have, we're pretty sure we didn't review this ever, 8 months ago when John and Elisa were talking to one another before she drove out to Florida. So it's creepy John, you know, constantly trying to fuck her. It's also cool to see where his allies were at that point 8 months ago, who he's friends with, you know, who he's cool with. So that's number two. So number one, prank backfire. Number two, John and Elisa. You guys make it. I see a lot of ones. A lot of ones.
Yeah. One,
two. All right.
One, two. Get this thing out.
I'm going to go with one. I'm going to go with what you guys are saying here. Let's do it.
Damn it.
All right.
Oh, God. I almost fucking pulled the rib getting a cotton sock on.
Oh, let me know when you're ready. You okay?
What the fuck is this?
It's called old age. It's not fun. All right. You ready?
Wait. Yeah. I got to put the other sock on.
Jesus Christ. How long is this going to take?
Oh, get the fuck. Like that could happen.
All right. So okay, here's the backstory to this. So. John decides to pull a prank on Grillo by sending him on a fake audition. And the prank was supposed to have Grillo. Now, John wrote this prank. He wrote the script. I can't even show you the acting scenes because the F-bomb for gay people is all over John's script. Yeah. Wow. So I'm skipping that, and we're picking it up where he's watched Howard. We're 17 minutes into this hour-long clip. And Howard has watched, and he finally gives up, and he realizes John fucked this up. And then we just sit back and relax and watch the wheels fall off.
All right.
We're just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. Okay, I'm ready.
Rebellion! Been catching up on Rico. Much respect to Frog. You are a good man, Charlie Brown.
Liar.
Don't let it go to your head, fuckface. Relax over there. Catfish won't swell your toes.
Okay, we'll go catfishing.
That's a guy who knows about catfish. Mm-hmm.
You let me know when. We'll go.
All right. Let's get this going. Let's go. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the blunder years all those beers ago. Bob, you have that jacket.
No, today. I don't. I'm not that color. I don't use that color on me. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Yes.
Very Pacino-ish, you know?
I think John blew it.
Yeah. Howard, not enough
I had
this
all
singing.
This stuff.
John, listen to me. You went through 5 days of trouble. You lined up all your friends from Tony and Tina's wedding.
Numbers.
Yeah. You got phone numbers. You did everything.
You got offices.
And you got a sucky bit out of it. Admit it.
Howard, I'll admit.
It's a bomb.
It's not a bomb.
I'm not laughing.
You were laughing the whole time. You've been listening
to me.
You were laughing at the setup.
I'm trying to sell the bit.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sitting here panicked that I'm now 20 minutes into this thing. I haven't had a laugh.
In the script. It was crying. There was, he's supposed to
where
be
is
cracking.
It?
Wait a minute, John. It doesn't matter what's in the script. What's on the tape?
I wasn't.
In the script. He's going to keep telling you about the script.
Now he's going to blame somebody.
John, it sucks. Gary, it sucks.
You're going to have to blame me for not making
I thought the chef came in. That fucking outfit.
Who had the linguine? All right, take it.
You tell the story about the
I got two calzones for table two.
Dave Daff reminding you, Bob, it's sickle cell.
It's a sickle cell. Look.
Go ahead.
I'm not eating
salmon. You can argue with
a
doctor now? You can argue with Dr. P?
Isn't it great that John's trying to find someone to throw under the bus, and it was all him? He's like,
well, here's a fun fact, right? John's put this whole prank together. He wrote this script. Why didn't he correct it when it was happening? I'll tell you why. Because he wasn't there. He wasn't even at the prank.
Jesus.
To sit there and coach people and help people, to show them where you wanted to go. Yeah. You just threw it in this woman's lap, who's an actress from Tony and Tina, and she had to figure it out. And at some point, she'll say, I started feeling bad for Steve.
Hmm.
So the prank didn't go as it should, or it could have.
Mm-hmm. How good is it?
I had my friend call up.
Well, why not? Because you want to know if it's a scam or not.
And then she wants to send me her picture and resume.
So what's wrong with that?
She's an actress, too.
There's no cash.
Is that Artie?
Well, yeah, but have you set up a number and you call up? And then
Jackie was still there at the time.
Here's the joke. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, Howard.
Am I right here?
No, I'm talking about the woman. Yeah. She had a deep voice.
John ruined
it. Wasting our time.
You know what? Fine.
John. You think this is funny?
Yeah.
What is funny about it? The guy did an audition. You didn't get him to do anything weird.
Wait, he's singing.
He's screaming.
He moaned for 2 seconds. He did it pretty convincingly.
And he sang for 2 seconds.
Yeah. I'm not laughing.
Well, then fine. Then I didn't do a good job.
Yeah, I mean,
John must have been on acid thinking that was
Did
funny.
You hear the phony phone call Howard made yesterday where he had a guy agreeing to get concrete
poured into his butt?
Well, it had to be someone.
But you got
to.
I remember that call. Guy wrote a letter saying he would do anything to be in porn, and Howard called him as a porn casting director.
Yeah.
And they just came up with crazier and crazier shit. At one point they're like, would you let us pour cement into your asshole? And he's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I think we do that. Like, on to break in.
This is Mrs. Aprile from The Sopranos, everybody's saying. Is it? No, is it?
No, it's not.
No, why do you fuck around with me like that?
No, no. No, is it?
They're
no.
all saying it.
It sure looks and sounds like her.
It is her. Why do people do that? They're going to do that to trick me?
Is that really real? Well, how come I've never heard John mention that? You would think he'd mention that every day.
It's true.
He's a
people
fucking
are saying.
Retard.
I have
so
jokes.
Break him the,
so why did you call me, Jack?
Yeah, I guess it is, huh? Wow. I didn't even make that connection.
Ian, Fred, and we'll sit and position it for you if you got something good going.
Because
you had to act on your own.
Ah.
I do these things on my own. I do them on my own.
There's a mistake when you do it on your own. They're not funny.
All right,
you're not a funny guy.
Yeah, well,
you're the guy who thinks he's funny, but he's
practical
not.
Practical joke, but Oof. You're the only one getting the laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I thought it was very funny.
Yeah, but no offense. You were in on it.
If you see the tape, I know, but
it's radio, Johnny.
Howard.
Joe, get a picture of her from The Sopranos and let's see if they're lying.
It's definitely her.
No, Bob, that's
her. Yeah.
Well, can we see what she looks like so people can go, oh, yeah, I remember her now?
Yeah. Can you do something, Joe?
Jesus fucking Christ. Bob. Do you get paid to argue with me? Is that your fucking job?
I apologize, Bob. And yes, yes, both him and Mike.
I will take off one copper placement at a time to kick his ass.
Get ready for the bionic copper elbow, daddy. Yeah, look.
There she is.
There she is.
That's amazing. I remember her now. You see?
So someone involved in that actually turned out well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was one of the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be yelling, crying.
He was supposed to. He was supposed to.
Take his shirt off.
He was,
flex.
But you didn't get it, so you should have said it bombed. I can't put this on the air.
Well, you know, I didn't listen. I haven't heard it.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Howard. How you doing this morning?
All right.
John Blewett.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, come on. What is this guy? I mean, these people get to work with the king of all media.
No, John, you know what? John called me last night. Excited.
You know, you got to remember, now John's not there screening calls, so all the people that annoy him, that he annoys, are back there now in charge of setting up who's going to get on the phone lines
and
for an hour. So if you don't think they're lining up John to get his fucking asshole torn apart, you're out of your mind. Whether it's Will, Jason, anybody. Mm-hmm. Gary, I'm sure, is going, put that one up. Put that one up, you know?
Yeah, even just the regular interns that they get, the young kids.
Yeah.
That become...
mm-hmm.
Yeah, think about it. Grillo's in there. You know, John's in there. So, I mean...
Benji, and he must treated them, you know, the college kids or whatever, like shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made. I mean, look, when he made, I think he made Jason and Will. I mean, he paid them, but he's like, he made them paint his apartment or something, or maybe it was Ganji. It's always getting like labor out of people that are already working somewhere. You know, it's weird. It's a weird move.
That. And he raved about.
They
what
told
he
me.
Did.
He goes, Howard, I pulled the scam off of the century. I go, yeah. What'd you do? He goes, I got Gorilla auditioning. He's doing crazy stuff. Wait till you play it on the air. So I go,
well,
you know
so
what?
Where's the crazy?
I go, John, you're brilliant. That's fantastic. Good scam.
John, you're brilliant. Oh my God, that's where it came from. That's where John, you're brilliant came from. It didn't come from Richard Lewis. It came. That's
he got his Jews mixed up.
It happens all the time. It's very hard to juggle them.
Yeah. They all look and whine alike. Mm-hmm.
Gorilla auditioning. He's doing crazy stuff. Wait till you play it on the air. So I go, you know what?
Where's the crazy?
I go, John, you're brilliant. That's fantastic. Good.
This is all brilliant. If he said that, my head would explode. Mm-hmm.
Scam. Okay, great. I'm listening to this tape. You didn't get him to do anything.
Where's the crazy stuff?
And I would have done it. He sang Staying Alive for 3 seconds.
It wasn't for you meddling kids.
Yeah, he goes, he was supposed to quack like a duck. He was supposed to, you know.
I'm going to learn that they have to. They
well, that's John who, you know, who says, oh, I can do a radio show.
He's
I can do this. I'm as funny as Howard.
Blah, 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 blah.
And I think, what is it, Doug? Come on.
The sole reason I did it for was
you wrote a crummy script.
It wasn't.
It sounds like a script.
So much embarrassing stuff.
I have the script in my bag. You want it?
What did he do? What is he doing?
I've covered all emotions.
John, it didn't work, though. You don't even have any ability to know. It's not funny.
But I wasn't there.
There's no pay. What's the payoff? The guy said Staying Alive for 2 seconds?
No, the payoff is that he didn't know the game until today. And
why didn't you ask me, Jackie, and Fred to write the script? Because you think you're as funny as we are.
Because
that's a good idea. Your idea was.
Yeah. Nice. Shit's getting real up in here.
Let's get Gorilla into a phony audition. Great. I'm proud of you. But hand it over to some funny people.
I have to say, not getting him to quack.
But that's nothing to do with it.
Better stuff in there, too.
This guy sweating. I mean, at a point, I felt really bad. Come on, don't be big and bad right now.
I was nervous as hell.
But he didn't do anything embarrassing.
And I would have quacked, though.
You gotten him to do almost anything.
I did. If you see the tape, I actually started to do it, and she cut me off.
This is like his Trump prank call. Mm-hmm. The stuff that they didn't play, you should have heard. That was the real funny part.
Yeah.
What are you spraying, man?
I'm cleaning my glasses.
And you wait for the show to start and then just run a bunch of errands during the show?
No, because it was a busy day. A lot of bullshit happened. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning.
I like it.
I think the alternator's gone. I got a battery now. The alternator ate it.
Car talk tomorrow. BS show 9 a.m. Be there.
I smelt the battery. It's still good.
All right, good.
You
should have at least tried to get him to reveal his private parts anyway.
Yeah, of course. Trying to get him to do gays.
It's an early call from Mule, but you should at least show him to get his private parts.
Stuff.
The idea of a scam is to push him, right?
What?
The idea of a scam is to push him and push him until finally goes, wait a minute.
Right. No, controversial television. They could have had him audition in the
beginning. So what is he saying? Half a fag? Big deal.
No. We wanted him to still believe
John,
it was real.
John. He believed so much that it was real that it wasn't funny.
You had him.
The scam should have been revealed there.
They need your expertise and Jackie's.
There's nothing funny going on.
The only way it works, you see how Gorilla's not even upset?
Because he knows he didn't do anything stupid.
No, he was.
He's not even upset.
What did you say? You said you go on auditions, you do stupid stuff all the time. So I figured.
What is it, Doug? Doug's from E.
John put a lot of work into it. And he's really good. When we talked on the phone about it, it was just.
Don't take baby clothes from this guy. I'm going to tell you again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Under no matter how nice he is to you, do not accept baby clothes from this man. Thank you.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
But when we got there, you know, we were.
It didn't work.
Because
material. Sharon, you needed the material from Howard.
Just didn't go with it.
You got to have somebody who's funny writing the script.
The script was fine, Howard.
Yeah.
Remember the scam we pulled last week on John with Ozzy Osbourne?
Right.
We made sure of what Ozzy was going to do.
We did a payoff.
Sounds like they were pranking John a lot more than John was pranking people.
Well, yeah. I mean, he would try, and then people were like, okay, hold my beer. Let me show you how pranks that Gary takes him in a room and fires him. He's got cameras in the speakers. He's got mics. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeehaw.
You're the man. You are the man.
Well,
We didn't just let Ozzy go. We rehearsed him and rehearsed him and rehearsed him.
Yeah, I mean, you spent 5 days and you got nothing. You got, like, went fishing and came up with a rubber boot.
Oh, whatever. You know,
dude, you tried, but you know what? We shouldn't have even put this on the air. We should have just called it a wash. Wasting my time. The whole audience is sitting here ready for a great scam.
I don't think it was.
Go ask some questions.
What do you think was funny about it?
Oh, Howard, come on.
Tell me what you thought was funny. I'm being dead serious. What do you think was funny about it?
Grillo screaming, I thought was funny.
All of a sudden, weighing shit doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Weighing shit was a home run bit compared to this fucking thing.
I like him in the beard. He looks like somebody. He reminds me of somebody.
Charles Manson?
Yeah, a criminal. He looks like he looks like Manson. Maybe,
Despite all you interns and what you think, this is not amateur hour.
I know it's all you interns. Look at how many years. This is 96. 1996. He goes, he's with him a decade. He goes, all you interns. Oof.
Grillo moaning.
This show, despite all you interns and what you think, this is not amateur hour.
I know it's not.
Let me tell you something. It's the same reason. The reason when I'm on the movie set, now everyone's an actor. Everyone's this, everyone's that. Yeah. There's a big difference.
All right, listen.
Either you got it or you don't. Listen to me. The problem why most radio shows don't work out, it's guys who think they're funny and they aren't. Mm-hmm. Either God blesses you with humor or he doesn't. Mm-hmm. I was just lucky. I hit the lottery.
Mm-hmm. You could have at least run this by Jackie.
Run it by somebody funny.
Howard, the script was funny.
John, what is funny? I'll play it again. Tell me where I'm supposed to be laughing.
Howard, you know what? If he would have been quacking, it would have been fine.
I don't know that quacking would have been that.
But like, she didn't even. She could have.
Ronnie, is this you?
Uh-oh.
Ronnie.
Hello.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
That's Ronnie. Wait a minute. That's
Black
Ronnie.
Ronnie. That's Black Ronnie, the Cadillac driver.
Okay.
Like, it's an old, older character. Yeah, Ronnie the Cadillac driver.
No way.
No, I'm kidding. It was Ronnie the. The stinking Lincoln driver. That's what that is.
You mentioned John in relation to your movie recently. Is he involved with the movie?
That's Big Black. That's not Ronnie.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that doesn't sound. I've never seen a, you know, I don't remember Ronnie.
Yeah.
You know, people
Ronnie,
have different...
you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello there.
Hello. Ronnie.
Movie at all?
No.
Because maybe he's just doing this to try to get attention.
Oh,
yeah. Big Black.
Big Black. Yeah. How do you think John's looking for attention?
Nah,
I think he's jealous.
Ah.
There could be something to that.
Big
you know,
Black is the limo driver.
Movie stuff for that.
Yeah.
Know, so how about the other? How about all the other Private Controls? I guess they were just because I wanted to.
I don't know. I don't know. But man, you blew it. Admit you blew it. But it's not funny. There's nothing funny about it.
She could have had me doing a lot more.
Of course.
I would have like screamed and moaned and wailed. I would have took my shirt off and I would have quacked. She could have motivated me to do things.
You did scream and moan. Barely.
It could have been. But
it wasn't funny.
I sweated because
Sharon Angela, right? That's her
name,
right?
Yeah, that's the lady from The Sopranos, I think.
Really? I didn't hear that.
I'm telling you. That is her. Her voice is familiar. I'm telling you. Am I right, guys?
Chad, how did you.
Actually, that's not her.
It's not her, right?
No. I didn't.
What do you mean it's not her? Holy shit.
Uncle Jack, Bob, the Dabbleverse catfished me.
Hey, man, I tell you, you got to stay closer to me, motherfucker.
Swollen toes from all that dripping and beeping, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sound
going on.
A lot of sound. Bob is the first case of copper poison. Yeah, maybe it's the copper sock.
No,
are
Daniel Poon, I haven't had them on in a couple of days, and then now I felt something. So now all copper back to the military people. Everybody's going to be dressed up in copper and all that. Let me restart this thing. This TENS unit fucking, this fucking thing. For a little fucking thing, it wails like a motherfucker.
Yeah, just be careful. Don't get it mixed up with the copper. You could electrocute yourself.
No, it's...
Is that Rosalie Aprile from The Sopranos?
Next yeah.
Cutter and John? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Can you guys go check? Oh, whoa, I went too far. This thing
third
is...
nipple, dripping sickle cell, Dr. M. Welby, Marcus Welby, of course, from New Jersey. Bob, will you be attending the soiree in Huntington Beach?
Well, tell me what a soiree is, and maybe I can answer you.
How
what is it?
He's talking about the shows, the party, the hang.
Oh, yeah, of course. I am the party, motherfucker.
Hello.
Howard Toast and bring your teas.
Howard can smell desperate no matter how good this bit was. Stuttering John overselling it doomed it from the start. Mm-hmm. Yes. Gary did that a lot, too. He would overhype something. Ignore Frog. Ignore Bob. Dripping sickle cell is always angry. He knows. Apparently, he knows.
Sucks.
Allergies to copper are big signs of sickle cell. Wow.
No, I don't believe it.
Shuli, has Howard told you you need someone funny to write it? Mensa Mind is such a great writer. You don't compare. No, he's never has. Never has.
Oh, there's your feet.
F. Joey C. and the Floor Newports.
Well,
all right.
Hmm.
Tits
enough,
diff.
I guess.
All right. Is that is that Ginny Sack? What was
on,
the joke?
On. Let
about
me talk
Ginny?
To you. 1 second.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's telling her about his toes. Oh, what's up, stuttering? Stuttering Chitty Serpico.
Oh, he looks like Serpico.
Nothing makes something as funny as when it's when it is isn't funny. But then you explain how it is. John sucks. It's her. Yeah, he's blaming everybody but himself. Right. He will refuse to admit that it's not funny. And that's John. Nothing's changed. Ronnie Munn Jr., a.k.a. Erection, is correct. Stop that dripping. He doesn't
care. He don't care.
Rad Maddox. Stuttering John looks like he's trying to join Pearl Jam.
All right, she got my cigarettes.
I thought you were stopping.
Well, I am stopping. You know, I am.
What's this?
What's what? Don't fucking touch that. Don't turn it up. What the Jesus fucking Christ? You fucking idiot.
Sorry.
You're a fucking asshole. You fucking knew what that was.
Peter,
I don't feel anything anymore. Where's my headphones?
We love you more.
Holy
every
shit.
Day. Every day.
These things are very fucking
funny.
God, my. I just, you don't fucking touch things like that.
She cranked that motherfucker. I saw his whole body went sideways.
It's very powerful. Like you put it.
He looked like when John saw the cockroach.
Yeah, it really did. Back. We gotta do a side by side. All right, come on, let's get back to this. You all right?
Yeah. I'm emotionally hurt.
Yeah, well.
You can't hear sweating.
I know. I was going mainly for the camera. I mean, if
you could have had me take my shirt off. You could have said, okay, could you rip your shirt off? Let me see if.
All right, Gorilla, you know what? You're another unfunny guy. Don't tell her what she could have done because you're unfunny too.
I felt bad for you, man. Big mistake.
What is it, Gary?
You know what? I just found out all the guys are sending me in here to say this. You know who co-wrote the script?
Who?
Mrs. Melendez.
Not
true. Oh, okay, there you go. the new star on my show.
She's in the Dabbleverse. It's an official welcome right there.
Yeah, she's doing bits for the Stern Show. She's in radio. She's broadcasting. She's, I'm in.
Oh, I'm not sure.
For Howard.
I feel like every emotion possible. Crying,
no, you did.
Yelling, moaning, singing.
John, I'll say it again.
Why not preview it before
it's
you play
the new
it for
comedy
Howard?
Team.
Yeah, I'll say it again.
Repo Cat, thank you, buddy. Thanks for membering up, and thank you for digging the content, man. Enjoy.
Just to let Mensa John know, moaning isn't an emotion.
Oh, that is a good point. Yeah.
I'll say it again. You called me last night. You decided to do something on your own.
It was not.
It was a great idea. A great idea.
Yeah, exactly, Gina. You're right.
Told you. Great idea. Can't wait to hear it. Mm-hmm. Now in hearing it,
mm-hmm.
aside from me forcing myself to laugh during the Josie.
That's not true.
Oh, please. Listen, I'm sitting here desperate. I don't want the audience to tune out. I'm sitting there. I'm hearing tons of garbled dialogue. Maybe. First of all, E's got to work on taping this stuff better.
Yeah, where do they put the camera?
Yeah, well, where do you put the microphones? Get it near the guy. Put a clip-on microphone on him. It's an audition. You can do that. And certainly you could plant a microphone on the woman.
And what do you
like that? Like that's something so simple, and you'd think you wouldn't even need to plan that. It's a fake audition. He should be mic'd at least for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hide cameras. It's an audition. You
take something you would think someone with a degree from the Tisch School of Fine Arts or whatever would know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're right, Frog.
in the camera.
He had a camera. And he
Ew, how it's disgusting. You see what he does? He
keeps digging in those armpits, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like he always did. Like, that's a weird thing that he's done forever.
Well,
you know?
If you notice, it's always when John's in there. So I think it's John rubbing off on him, his pigness, mm-hmm. you know?
God awful.
I guess
that's the E. Too. That's E Television Network, the new production facility on the West Coast. Listen, not only is the production horrible, the execution of a very good idea is ruined. The script you wrote is so unfunny, and Gorilla isn't funny in it because you're not making him do
like a messenger of death. Every time somebody opens that door and an arm comes through handing a message, you know it ain't. Yeah. Everything's going great, guys. Keep it up.
Hey, look at the sun. What a beautiful day. It's like 75, and somebody just gave me an Egg McMuffin. And now you what walk you know? In there, and you feel like a piece of shit.
Hey, somebody say Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Yeah. I'm here. Do anything. He's fine.
He's supposed to do things.
The whole premise is wrong. Hi, you're on the air. This is Ahmad.
Hi. How are you, Howard?
This is my boss.
You know, I wanted to say that...
Oh, this is your boss?
Porter, just do it again.
Us? No, you. You are my boss.
Pardon me?
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean this is your boss?
She's shaking her head like she, you know, like
sweetheart,
me up,
I'm know? A comedian, okay? I know what's funny. This is not funny. I know you think this is funny. It's not funny.
Is she an actress?
Are you
Howard?
An actress?
Yes. Howard. Have you ever had a director just tell you point blank what to do in a scene?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's
yeah.
what he's
Howard.
Doing now.
This wow, is- somebody's going to, somebody would have got whacked if this was a few
oh,
years
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah. You hear how she fucking talks to me? Handle it.
Howard.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a clue for the business. He's been working with you for such a long time, you would think he would have a clue as to what would be marketable as compared to what isn't.
Right.
I mean, this guy.
This is back when Reddit had a phone line. This is all this is.
There's a lot of spirit over here.
Wait a second.
I really think that you should find a new stuttering.
No, no. Let me tell you something. I like the initiative that John took.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Up to a point.
Uh-huh.
He got a good idea. He should come to me, Jackie and Fred, if you're going
to
go waste resources.
Polish it.
Let us polish it.
Right.
Let us. In fact, give us your script and we'll work
you
on it.
You see Fred shaking his head, going, "Nah," because I don't want anything to do with this shit.
And it's a collaborative thing. And let me tell you something. I do a lot of bits. Sometimes I write a bit with Fred and Jackie.
Yeah.
I go out and do it. I listen back to it. And I say, you know what? This was a great idea that didn't work.
Away.
And I throw it away. I could name 5,000 bits that I've thrown away.
You to admit defeat.
You
admit defeat.
Right.
John has never done a bit that he hasn't loved. This
John
is a,
doesn't do anything before.
So and what's crazy is all he would have. All he really needed was one or two good moments in there.
Right.
Even if the payoff wasn't really there or whatever, just one or two clippable moments of Grillo, you know, whatever.
Right. Well, like you said, you keep escalating and escalating until
yeah.
it finally gets so ridiculous, then you get some good footage, and then finally Grillo goes, hey, wait a minute.
But the mind-blowing thing to me is you spend 5 days planning this, and then when it's time to do it, you're not there?
Not there.
Oof. That's wild to me.
Mm-hmm.
How do you expect it to go well if you're not even there?
That's wild stuff, am I right? Edmund Muffin?
Isn't that crazy?
Pretty kooky.
Hey, isn't that wild stuff? We'll be right
yes.
back. We'll
yes.
be right back with the colors from Ice-T. We'll be
oh.
right back.
Who's that rustic lady with the deep voice?
That is
my God, I hope she looks better than she sounds.
She looks
yeah.
terrific. She didn't
Does
do a
really?
Bad job.
But she's great for the part.
She did a great job. She was very convincing. But the fact of the matter is what they had Gorilla do is not funny.
Right.
And that
right.
is John's.
Well, you know, I would have had him rolling all over the floor. I would have had him playing with himself.
Please, I would have had him doing all, pretend to play with yourself. Roll on the floor in the mud. Your ideas are better than John's.
Well, thank
Gorilla
you.
Gorilla wouldn't have done that.
What are you talking about?
You don't know.
So you ended up getting nothing. So what did you get him to do?
And he's not ready to face that either. Stuttering John.
I should have known better.
So wait, John's on his knees. He doesn't even have a chair. He's just on his knees on the ground. I didn't realize that. Looks like he's standing up. Hey, Mike. Good working with you.
You know what? I should have known better because whenever John comes to me with a bit and stuff, it's like the listeners come to you with bits. They play them for you on cassette, and they're never funny.
Yeah. Right.
You're always hoping that something will be funny.
Oh, that's yeah.
And I got completely confused by that, and I said, well, gee, it sounds like a great premise. How could it be bad? He says they got Gorilla doing wild stuff.
Right.
And I was in the middle of a phone conversation with Betty, the director of my movie, and I said, holy cow, you know, John really...
Excellent. Somebody's coming through.
I even went up to my wife and go, boy, John is okay, man. He went out and did a bit on his own, and he executed it, and it sounds remarkable.
Oh,
I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to go in this morning and do
this. Hold on, stop that for a second.
Okay. What happened?
I'm just Googling to see if a plane hit a house in North Jersey and made my fucking day.
It's like the Powerball numbers. Go to see if, go to see if it hit. Hey, man, silent prayer chat. Let's get this. Come on.
Yeah. And meanwhile, it was awful.
He needs to be screened for all his work.
Thank you.
He does anything.
Thank you. Thank you. You're absolutely right.
But I
gotta
commend you. I'll tell you something. You made stars out of nothing.
Right.
He's not
well,
a
that's
star,
what my dad always
hey,
says.
Hey, dude. What the hell are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
Hey, shut up, John.
No, screw it.
Yeah. Why don't you talk over this guy so we can't understand anything?
All right. Great.
Yeah. Well, that's how he argued back then. He couldn't. He couldn't hang up on the guy, so he just starts yelling over him. Sound familiar?
So yeah,
you're definitely
that's
like
John
an amazing
producing.
Individual yeah. because I would have never thought of turning somebody like John.
Well, that's what my dad always says.
Strategy that you did.
Yeah, my dad always says you take.
Strategy.
My dad says you can take total nobodies and make them
and
into
make
something.
Make them into something.
Right. Thank you.
I mean, that's a gift. We need more agents like you out.
So you're watching.
Breaking news. Beep 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 beep. Breaking news.
Mike's over on MLC right now.
Get out of
no
here.
No way, sir. There's no way.
Love that.
Thank you. All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
All right, Howard.
All right, bye-bye.
You don't have the one.
I have to say, you have to stop blaming John. You have
sweetheart.
To read the script.
Sweetheart, sweetheart,
get
stay out of this one.
All right.
All right, I like it.
You know, don't you understand? It's better for him to beat me up.
You know, right. the script.
Yo,
the script.
You think I'm doing this as a
if
bit.
If it's on
well,
the page,
I think that, Howard, if,
the screen.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that was in there for him to do. He was supposed to cry.
But he didn't do it, John.
All right, but I can't. I couldn't
John,
be there. To...
John. That means you didn't rehearse the bit with the people properly. You didn't take your actress and run her.
How is MLC, you piece of shit?
Listen, I get $100.
Oh, all right. All right. You're right. You're right. My bad.
Wait,
dude.
William. Wait a minute. William Ramsey. That's Rosalie Aprilia.
Get the fuck out of
no,
here.
No,
what?
No, it's
what?
Not. Stop with this
no
bullshit.
Way.
You fucking span him with this spanning
hold
shit.
Hold on. Let me go back a little bit. Is that her?
It was a cry.
That doesn't look anything like her.
Nope. What are you talking about? That's John.
I couldn't
John,
be there. To...
John. That means you didn't rehearse the bit with the people properly. You didn't take your actress and run her through it.
How come
you end up being
there
the goof?
Supervise then, and then you could have called her out and said, "No, you got to do more than."
He
this.
Had to go be home to take care of his wife.
No, I couldn't be there because it was a 12 o'clock audition for you know Grillo. I had to stay here, and it would have looked really weird me leaving early.
Well, all I know is you wasted a lot of people's time.
Right. It would have looked really weird me leaving early. They all said he left early every day. He was like the first one out after the show ended.
I don't think so.
It's not funny. It's just not funny, John.
Well, John,
I'm being dead. You know what? I know honesty sucks sometimes. I'm telling you,
this is not funny. Fine.
There isn't one person who thinks.
Were
I'll
you
take random
was
phone
John
calls.
Laughing? He didn't laugh.
I never heard it.
But were you listening? You were listening just now. You didn't laugh.
Yes, I did.
John, you mean you never even listened to it?
Oh. Doug pulled it off from a.
He never listened to this. He didn't even listen to it.
Right.
Last night.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I like to say that John is the biggest moron alive, and his air shift sucked on Saturday.
What did you do? Oh, yeah, I heard about that. What did you do, an air shift? They gave you an air shift?
Yeah, it's another long story. Yeah,
I heard that was bad, too.
Wait a minute, this was this past Saturday?
It's yeah. The last two Saturdays.
Huh? Was it really bad?
Every Saturday, no.
Corolla was bad.
I kind of dug it. I'm sorry.
You did?
It's not bad at all.
It was John being John, and I thought it was kind of cool and casual.
Then it was bad.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't even play Green Day on Saturday.
Well, we have to pull some of that. I didn't know he was doing an air show.
Please. I think I've had enough John on the air today.
Today, necessarily.
You're on the air.
You know, Howard, this is just John being all insecure. He doesn't want to involve anyone else.
Sounds like Gary calling in from the office.
Well, no, it's John thinking.
By the way, the cow's on already.
Ha, you don't know me, but I know you.
Guy,
well, it's John just trying to. Because listen, Grillo called Gary that night. If Gary would have known. Gary would have, you know, himself. I wanted because I knew Grillo would, you know, I start calling people and I wanted everyone.
All right, very
you
know, good. Okay,
no,
thank you, sir. Thank you.
Come on, John. If you involved other people, it would have been funny, maybe,
but he can't do that.
He had a great idea,
sir. Well, Howard, you know,
I mean, does anybody think it was funny?
Howard, I wouldn't involve anyone because I wanted it to be a surprise anyway. You know what I mean? I wanted it to be like...
All right,
you know.
We have a big surprise. I just did a half hour of the worst radio of my life.
Oh, wow.
He's a solo artist.
You want to hear my theory about this good idea?
Absolutely.
He didn't have it. Susanna had it. That's why she was involved in the writing.
Oh, I like that. And I buy it. I buy it all day, all night, and twice on Sunday.
Made it fun.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I had to do something. I had to come clean and say this isn't working. What am I going to do? I said, I let this guy go off, and I forget. It's amateur hour. I start to think these guys know something.
Yeah.
Amateur hour.
It reminds me of last week when Gary came in and said, I have the greatest phone call ever.
Yeah.
And then we listened to him. And we were like, what is he talking about?
Well, it's like when Gary writes me a note, but Gary knows to check with me.
Yeah.
Gary wrote me.
You know how many things I got wrong with the Craptacular, John? None. Mm-hmm. None. They didn't have to tell me anything. They didn't have to. And granted, yes, I'm just looking at a scale and telling them what the numbers are. But you never know. Something could go wrong. And
went
I was smooth, I was prepared.
Went right. Smooth as shit through a goose.
Yep, you right. Bag it and tag it.
and then just enjoy the flowers. Did anyone mention that the chick from The Sopranos?
What are you talking about? Stop
it's not
this
her.
Fucking lies.
No. These guys are bullshit. This jackoff gets athlete's foot and blames tuna.
Shut the fuck up, rerun.
Yeah, are you wearing socks, by the way? Other than copper socks? You don't like wearing socks?
No, I don't wear socks.
Perhaps well, then that's the problem. That's why
no,
you got some
it's
sort
no
of
problem.
Fungus.
I went out and laid on the goddamn chair today and got some sun and relaxed out there with Perry. She would bring the ball back but put it a little further away, so I had to get up. So what I got was I got the pool skimmer, and I'm able to lay there and be able to get the ball from like 5-6 feet away and pull it towards me and then throw it.
So that's you running the dog?
I ran him earlier.
Just remember, when you hear him go, I got to run the dog, he's laying on a lounge chair with a pool skimmer, pulling the ball back and then throwing it again. That's him running the dog. Bob, allergies to copper can cause sudden bursts of rage.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bye, Bob. It was great to meet you. You were a funny, funny dude. R.I.P. Mexican Jew.
I'm fine.
Gina for the win.
Absolutely. Yeah, well... That is fucking amazing. Who did that?
That's a Luigi. It smells like Luigi Greenberg. Yes. Yeah.
That was Uncle Poppy.
Wow.
Joe, send that text that to me. Holy shit.
Come on, Shuli. Howard must have told you that you need a funny writer. We all know that you never finished high school. Yeah, he actually hired me as a writer with no high school diploma. Mm-hmm. Is Zen Ginny Sack? Now that's funny. Take Ginny Sack picture and put Zen's face on it, please. Ginny, sorry. Did Bob lose one of his copper nipple rings? Drip, drip, drip.
No.
Uncle Rico after party, the library in Westminster. Google it. Get on it, Frog. Find it. Mommy's home. Yay, Perry Levy. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a 3-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3-month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuli. That's mintmobile.com/Shuli. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuli. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Dave Daffler, does Kate Leno do Tan Mom introing Cher? I don't know. Maybe at 4 o'clock she might. Mike, Mr. Brennan on line two. That Ginny Sack, before she ate Rosalie, I didn't know. What episode does she eat Rosalie? The phone calls on Stern are like the movie Frequency. They're really super chatters from the Dabbleverse from the future. Mm-hmm. It really is true.
Uncle Shirley.
Yeah.
The library is a gentleman's club in Westminster, California.
Oh, how many dudes dance?
It looks like chicks.
Based on the website. Fuck that. I don't want that. Yeah. That's gay. Wow. We saw the chili delivery, Bob. Damn sickle cell. Yep. Dog boy, a broke, fat, out of shape loser who lost everything and ends up broke in a studio apartment with no savings, two cats, and litter boxes. What a downfall.
God, I thought that was about one of you two.
Hey, can you turn the option back on so we can lock our phones while we watch these blunder years live? I pay for YouTube Premium to lock my phone while I listen at work.
It's truly, that's got to be a member's stream thing because the settings are exactly the same as any other Uncle Rico on the back end here.
Yeah, sorry, Patty. We're not doing that, yeah, well, I think is what Frog's trying to say.
Is that what you said, Frog?
Yeah, like they should be able, if you've got YouTube Premium, you should be able to like lock your phone screen and it should keep playing. But
check, maybe you're an update behind or something, or restart your phone, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bob needs a grounding pad for his old bones. He does need a grounding pad. Strudel Wagon. This was early in Stuttering John's career. Give him a break. Look at how great One Too Many was and his successful trip to D.C. to interview politicians, comedy gold. True. It's really, there's so many amazing things about John, but the fact that he's learned nothing might be the most amazing. Bob's got gout. Big toe out. Bob's got gout. Big toe out.
It's Bob's not the big gout. Toe. It's like two. It's the one. It's the second one from the pinky. No, to the, well, you know what? Fuck it.
Thank you.
A little
toe? I was going to send a very truthful and factual super chat to John, and I just couldn't do that to him. It was like Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. Finish him. Hey,
slap to it.
Give it time. His initial reaction, well, I didn't listen to it, as if that makes it better. Maybe if you did some work, John, you might have realized how bad it was. But even more important, how do you go around hyping it to your boss when you haven't even heard it?
Right.
Yeah.
YouTube updated this morning. That might be it. Okay. Thank you, Dream Man. Mm. All right. Let's keep going.
What do you know? He goes, Boff, I got a girl in a kayak who wants to call in, and she's going to call on her cell phone, and we could talk to her about breast cancer.
Yeah. Interested? Hey, Howard.
Interested?
I love Fred. Go, interested?
Lined up on the phone with the girl in the kayak.
And then Jackie just writes Gary back a note, saving me a lot of precious time, and says, listen, you moron. I'm going to go take a dump, which is more important than sitting and even acknowledging you.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
But I've done a lot of good practical jokes that you have liked.
Like what?
Like Gary's phony phone call with the stockbroker.
Yeah.
You like that? Everyone thought that was great.
See, John, you can only go so far. You just expel all your energy on the idea.
Right. You came up with a good idea. Sometimes John comes up with good ideas.
He has ideas.
But, John, your execution is bad.
It's like telling the born wrong male guy. Sometimes you get it to the right person's desk.
That's really
good.
I just, you know.
John.
What?
It's not funny. You went through 5 days of work on this. You went through an elaborate setup, and you got nothing out of it.
What's funny is John went through all this trouble.
What's even funnier is he still insists on thinking this works.
I didn't think it was that bad.
You know what? But
what is good about it? First of all, you can't even hear it. That's another thing.
Well, I can't be responsible for that too, Howard.
But that's why you come to me, and I have.
Again, that is 100% the chick from The Sopranos, Jackie's wife. It's her. Tiger, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Yeah, look, everybody can guess. You know what I mean? That's what, you know, I guess that's what the show's about. You can have your opinion, even though it's wrong.
How wrong it is, yeah.
Not just the show. It's kind of what, like, you know, life's all about, man. You know?
Yeah,
man. That's what they're over there fighting for.
If we heard this shit and me and you were at a bus stop and you said something like that to me, I'd probably walk away.
Yeah. Go for it, Bob. Read that one.
GB's from Tahillion Village, $2. Sacrilege to SJ's depiction of a fat Jesus. Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Mr. Levy, gentle reminder, your new phone's warranty has 20 hours left.
Yeah, this phone is fucking great. You know what I mean? It's fucking too big, you know? I need one of those things on the back, like a mic phone. You know what I mean? When you have the thing on the back that the women have.
Uh-huh.
So I can hold it in the jacuzzi and watch stuff.
Right. Like most women do.
You don't want to.
Good evening, Mrs. Money? Levy. Bob can survive. Now you're home. Yeah, seriously. Got to come home and run in and listen about toes and redness. And gout breaks are torture. Bob, my... go ahead.
Bob, my uric acid bro. Look, man, I don't know what this is. I think I'm allergic to seafood, but if not, I'm going to get the blood work done and they'll tell me, and then I'll figure it out and I'll go from there. It'll be a piece of cake like everything else.
Well, you want to be able to have a piece of cake if it's gout?
Well,
I don't want cake then. I don't need fucking sweets. I don't know why.
A lot of rich food.
What's rich food? A steak? A fucking hamburger?
Yeah.
A fucking, a salmon? A fucking pork chop?
Yeah.
Can I throw this out? I've noticed you started drinking beer recently.
Mm, yeah, that's a bad
maybe
one.
That might have something to do with it.
Remember Ray used to
I ain't got beer? Nothing Ray has.
Shuli, I'm starting to think he might be dumb. Yeah. He might be on the
side. Is he talking to me?
That's the chick from the X-Files. I don't think so.
Mm. Felt breaking
looks
bad.
More like... She looks more like the X-Files chick than the Sopranos chick, I'll tell you that.
I have it set up properly, where I sit down with Scott Einziger, and I go, Scott, since it's an audition, you can have your camera in the room, you can have her mic, you can have Gorilla mic, we should be able to hear it clearly. That's my job.
Hey, I asked the audience.
Imagine if it came off fantastic and we couldn't hear it.
Right.
You could have had him dancing in a G-string.
Of course, we would have said, we need to see your body, we want you in a G-string.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, the phone callers have better ideas.
Shave your butt.
I'll shave you. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, please.
It's funny.
Yeah, and
well, he doesn't understand. They're not expecting necessarily Grillo to shave his butt, but the argument, the debate over it might be where the funny lies.
Right. And if he agrees, then you got gold.
Then you got gold, right.
Wouldn't it be great to reveal the scam with Mind Grillo
you guys,
there on
Grillo
camera?
Thought 95% of it was a goof.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
So what you ended up doing, convincing him it was real but not making it funny?
No, it was trying to find an
I'd rather you blow it and make it funny.
Right.
It was trying to find an equal ground that was,
well, you
that
didn't
was
find
funny
it.
And
Admit
real.
Admit you didn't find it. It's not.
I thought it was funny.
Einziger, is this funny?
Well, not to jump on, but I did have a brief conversation with John, and I said to him, I don't really get it. I don't see what the payoff is.
Right.
But also to represent Ian, technically, I mean, Howard's right in a way. I mean, normally we have a lot of time, and we go through all the scenarios, how to do it right technically. And this
everybody's
really
got a nerd, I guess, huh?
Absolutely. That's how it works.
Yeah, only because Grillo was on Friday. He could only do the audition on Tuesday or Wednesday because he had the movie shoot.
Yeah, but Scott, yeah, I mean, first of all, you've done this long enough. Yeah. Put some microphones in the room at work.
I mean, you're right, but again,
I'm hearing echo all over the place.
It was really rushed, and
I'd rather have one, listen quickly to me. I'd rather have one funny second than 10 boring minutes.
There's plenty of funny seconds on there.
Really? Wait, okay, I'm going to play it again. And
play Grillo singing.
Okay, I'll play it again. Right.
That was a chuckle.
A chuckle was nothing. The guy sang fine. What did he do that was so embarrassing? I got to take a break for spots. Then we're going to listen to this.
No,
tape.
Yeah, I don't care.
Point I
don't
make.
You know what? I don't care either.
Throw it out.
It's horrible
it's
work.
It's fine.
One point I have.
I just can't believe you think this is good.
I think it's okay.
Why don't you admit it sucks?
I'm not going to admit it sucks.
You think this is good?
I think it's good.
Okay.
How? Just that,
I have less respect for you now than I did before.
How are you laughing at it?
I swear to God right
he
now.
He was working.
I was working a laugh. That's play the tape back of me laughing. I'm working a fake laugh because I'm going halfway through this. I'm going, hey, I just sold this to my audience as being a great scam. And now.
We're all sitting here wondering what to do with it.
Where's it going to go? And then I'm going halfway through. I said, I better just admit to the audience that this didn't work.
Yeah, because we keep going and the big laughs aren't coming.
I said, I'm not about sitting and faking, you know, hysteria over something that is. This isn't bloopers, bleeps, and blunders.
Yeah, okay. Where they laugh that didn't come for a bunch of years.
But one point I'd like to make.
And I put my ass on the line, too, because I set up Gorilla and I'm yelling at him. How could you leave the movie?
Yeah, the disloyalty thing.
Disloyalty thing. And he was like, hey.
So he's helping him set the hook. He's helping John set the hook, and John just dropped the ball.
Yeah, I just did a regular audition. And he's right. He did. He did nothing wrong. He did nothing to embarrass himself.
You see, he's not embarrassed. He's not upset. He's not anything.
What's embarrassing?
Yeah.
It's great.
He might get a part out of this.
You might get a part. You were pretty good. Yeah. Not only wasn't funny, it was nothing. You go half a fag.
No, that wasn't like the humor of it.
What is the humor of it? Explain it to me.
I wanted him yelling, him crying, him singing, him
well, where is
quacking.
Any of this?
Howard, I wasn't.
He's not crying. He's not quacking. He sang for 2 seconds.
In the script, he's supposed to be crying. It says it in the script.
And so he's yelling daddy.
And he yelled daddy.
That probably wouldn't have even been that funny if he cried.
No,
I mean, so he cries.
Yeah, get him to shave his ass.
Yeah, that's funny.
Get him to dance in a G-string, like the guy said.
Yeah,
that'd be
anything.
Great.
Get him to roll around on the floor with a rubber doll.
He would have never have danced in a G-string. Well,
you don't know how to do it.
He would have done anything.
No, he doesn't get what
John
didn't
understand joking. That what you do is trying to get him into a situation where he does something spontaneously to embarrass himself.
Jackie with those finger condoms.
You're saying stand on your...
What is that?
Yeah.
so he wouldn't get paper cuts because he was just writing jokes.
Oh, wow.
4 or 5 hours.
No, didn't he? I thought it was...
oh, the material. Oh, you're right. You're right. He had some sort of thing on his fingers. Yeah.
Nail fungus.
Yeah. But why have him on all his fingers, though? Like, if it's on your index, why do you need one on your pinky? Those
he
two
looks like
aren't
somebody that's poor that couldn't afford the whole glove.
I guess maybe
the paper. Yeah, that's what I think. His fingers would split from the paper.
All right.
You didn't like the way the paper felt? What is that? Are people just making up their own shit?
They're making it up.
He loved
they
trees.
Made it up about that girl in that fucking Sopranos. True. I mean, what are you going to fuck with us all day?
Allergic to the ink on paper. That's what it was. Okay. What do you write 5 in the pink?
Anthony let him kiss another man.
In
script, let him kiss another actor.
And the script, he was supposed to take off his shirt. He didn't even do that.
Yeah. So, you tell him to take it off his shirt. You guys got a great build. What is he going to be embarrassed about?
I don't know why he didn't do it.
I would have been glad to. Taking his shirt.
Excuse me. What is embarrassing when you have a great physique taking your shirt off? What is embarrassing about that?
I'm giving an example of the things that he wouldn't do.
That would be embarrassing if John took.
Wasn't that he wouldn't do it? You got to tell the guy take your shirt off.
John still doesn't get it.
No.
Listen.
And the other thing you don't get is that Fred, Jackie, both professionals, Howard, a genius, still run things by each other. They don't trust their own judgment.
John's too insecure to do that.
Robin, just to correct that statement. I trust my judgment. It's Jackie and Fred. I don't trust.
Well, you're placating them by running things. I've done a lot of practical joke tables,
and most of them have worked. So, you know, it's just my thing. I do it.
When you do stuff on your own, sometimes it might casually work. It's never killer.
How are you?
Oh, come on.
I stole a Gary puppet.
I know.
And who made it funny?
Yeah, me. You didn't do anything with it.
Oh my God! I only totally convinced Gary. I knew nothing about
it. You're good to go do stuff.
Hit Mike's house.
You're not funny.
You're good at wrapping your mouth around Howard's questions.
Right.
So I've written some questions that you'd like to. So,
right.
So you know, that's right.
Do you run them by me?
I run them by.
And do I cancel out some of them and keep some of them?
Yeah, and a lot of them, you are
Jerry Mahoney.
A lot of them, you know what
Jerry Mahoney is?
What?
What is Jerry Mahoney?
It's a puppet.
It's a puppet.
But puppets don't
What is it, Doug?
I hate to do this, John. He probably won't talk to me for a year after this.
Oh. Yes.
Right after when we went through this, what we're going to do, I said to him, and Einziger said, don't you think you should run it by Jackie and Fred? And John didn't.
Gary came in with the tape, and I said, "Gary, so is it great?" He goes, "Well, it's okay. It's all right."
Potential was definitely.
Yeah, and then I saw because Gary usually raves about everything, right. And then I went, "Oh, what am I playing here?" And I said, "How bad can it be? They scammed Gorilla." Right.
Yeah, well,
and I'm listening to it.
Only because I wanted it to be a surprise. It was like a surprise, you know.
Yeah, well, we surprise, are surprised.
You surprised me, all right.
The surprise was it sucked.
You did great.
Yeah, surprise. This goes nowhere, and it's awful.
Yourself.
Yeah. What is that?
I don't know why you people would admit that you laughed as soon as you just...
Of course I did. I'm trying to sell it to my audience.
Robin, you laughed.
Honey, I'm a lot better actress than you.
Hey, Howard.
That's great. Maybe years later, she sees him. Every time she sees him, that sentence just has to pop back into her head.
Waiting for something to laugh at on the tape.
And I got to admit, I laughed when he said Josie, because I'm just sitting there going...
Well, you see, Jose.
I got to let. I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, we're telling the joke.
So full of anticipation.
It's really not there on the tape. Right. It's not there on the tape.
There's nothing. Sweetie, there's nothing funny. I know.
My dear, you thought it was too tough on Gorilla. That's why you didn't get the proposal.
Honey,
okay.
You would have saw him sweating.
Honey, let me tell you something.
Hey, Howard.
Honey, sweetie. It's like, it was so great. John was at the forefront of the anti-comedy movement. Yeah, he really was.
Wow.
They'll call him the Rosa Parks of the anti-comedy.
Anyway, excuse me. Let me say something to you. I struggled long and hard to get where I am. Take a look at my face. You don't win people on beauty contests with this face.
Right.
I've struggled long and hard to get where I am. The only reason I've gotten to where I am is everything I put on the air, I believe in 100%.
Right.
I bust my balls. I'll bust my balls, do something, and throw it out if it sucks. Because I'm not going to rip my audience off.
Hey, Howard, you know what I was laughing at was this chick's voice.
I got to tell you something. Come on. I got to tell you something. You're a sweet girl. Don't get me wrong. But this is a bit.
And you don't understand what we do here.
That is not professionally done. Not by you. Had nothing to do with
you.
It is not professionally done. It is not a funny bit. It's college radio at best.
Even if it was funny, we can't hear it.
Yeah.
Well, that you can't blame me for.
All I know is if I'm involved, you'll hear it.
I asked Doug, I asked Gary,
if it was funny, and he goes, no.
I asked Doug if it's going to be audible, everything's going to be fine. He said, everything will be fine.
Well, that's E.
But that's not me.
E.
There is no E in me. Wait a minute. I might be wrong about that.
Also, checked. You understand?
Yeah. I know, but, you know,
everyone has to be checked as far as I'm concerned. When I go to the trouble of lining a guy up for 5 days, I make sure everybody's in line.
What about a dry run?
Of course. Do a dry run.
I say he fell.
You say what?
He fell. He fell for it. It went down.
He fell for what? What did he fall for? There's nothing funny.
He went to an audition.
He went to
an
audition. There's nothing funny about it. Yeah, he fell for it, but why not? Why wouldn't he fall for it? He didn't
look
have to
at
do
John.
Anything embarrassing.
John's devastated.
We did 10 hours.
Can I just say one thing?
This is brutal. This makes, all of a sudden, I don't feel so bad about the way you guys treat me.
Well, but what's crazy about it is he sat through this, and yet we take him to the next level. Like, what? Like, you can't handle getting your balls busted after this? Like, this isn't even ball busting. This is your boss telling you you're terrible at your job.
Right. And that you're not only terrible at your job, you're just not funny.
I can't rely or depend on you for the main thing I need here, which is comedy. Just funny ideas.
thought it was a scam. So if you started doing too many goofy things, he
would. So then why bother doing it?
Well, I tried to keep it out of.
Right, thank you.
You know, equal, you know.
He had
thank
you.
Whenever the thank you comes, it's not a good thing.
It's the best. My favorite is when he'd hang up on somebody and they'd be like, yeah, how are you? But and he just hangs up and goes, thank you. Thank you.
And here, you know what you do if he thinks it's a scam?
Yeah.
He starts thinking it's a scam. You instruct the people beforehand. As soon as he starts doing that, go, all right, thank you, we'll call. And then a couple days later, call him back saying,
have somebody else there auditioning too. Make it look like there's actually more than just Grillo going to an audition.
With it.
Please.
But even if I would have.
Right, listen. Ladies and gentlemen of mine.
I love Grillo, but it's not hard, you know, fooling him.
Right.
You don't need a lot of bells and whistles, especially back then, and as badly as he wanted to be an actor. Don't forget, he was working with Howard at this time on Private Parts. That's what Howard was talking about. He helped set the hook by going, I give you this job on the movie set, and you have to leave early to go to this stupid audition. So he's already risking his dream job to go to this audition, and you're going to sit there and go, oh, he thought it was a scam the whole time.
Audience, my audience of 50 million people. I want to apologize.
I'll apologize. Sorry, everybody.
I want to say no. I'm going to turn off your microphone. Ladies and gentlemen, I 9 times out of 10, you know, I try to hit a home run for you. What happened here today was, last night I was in the middle of a phone call. John called me, got me completely revved up about this bit.
And he's making a statement like he's leaving the White House. This is amazing.
I really should have listened to it beforehand. I didn't. I thought it was such a great idea.
That it couldn't go wrong.
And what has ended up happening is I turned my microphones over for 3 minutes to John.
Oh.
And it was the worst 3 minutes of my life. And I apologize to my audience. I've never been forced to apologize for anything I put on the air, but that I apologize for.
He's had millions of dollars in FCC fines, never apologized. This he's apologizing to his entire audience for.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I am sorry. I apologize for the first time.
That's okay, Howard.
Never in show history.
This is a sad day in show history. John forced me to apologize.
Sad day in show history.
You see that? Would you do a scam for me? Redeem yourself.
You know what?
I want you to cut somebody's lawn and then tell them that you're not really a landscaper.
That's good.
Okay. But fool them.
At the very least, it shows initiative. It shows, doing something, for the
you
show.
You did something for the show all wrong.
No, it's
fine. Thank you. Admit when you're not
pull
funny.
Pull the motivation right out.
Admit when you're not funny.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not funny.
No. Motivation is good, properly channeled.
John, if you were a good guy, you just admit it.
You should have checked the professional
writer. Hey, man, I gotta see that again.
Yeah, you just admit it.
You should
have. Get that screenshot, boys, please. Thank you.
Professional writers, John.
What did that say?
It says failure. Wear that on your head.
Okay.
It would be better if you just admitted it.
But there we go. There you go. Howard loved me.
Yeah.
You should sit him in the
that
corner.
That would be even funnier.
Sit him in the corner all day with a
right.
dunce cap.
Thank you, sir. All right, Bill will get the final word. Bill, go ahead.
I was just wondering why he didn't just take it and then tell him that he was going to redo it.
Well, we could have done that, but
you
those guys told me it was good.
That was Mike's idea.
Good.
Call back for a second.
I asked Doug, was it funny? Doug said it's funny. I said,
oh, Doug is now Johnny Carson.
Doug said
Doug knows what's funny. Look at Doug.
Doug said, I had to get
that poor Doug got hit.
I mean, this is what he does. He pulls people into his shit, and they're going to get attacked too.
I assumed that it was funny.
Einziger thought that was funny.
Yeah. So then, because they said
that Einziger knows funny.
Else I could have called Grillo back for a second audition.
You should have shown it to Robin Radzinski. Maybe she's the only one back there with any sense.
Yeah.
Einziger, you thought that was funny?
No,
I'm losing faith in you.
As I said before, when John originally told me the idea,
Doug told me after you saw it. You thought it was funny.
I didn't say it was funny.
That's what Doug said.
I said there's no structure to it. There's no narrative structure to it. There's no setup. You should have had Grillo do some improv.
Something.
There was nothing.
All right. Well, Doug told me that you thought that it was funny. Doug said that you were
again,
laughing.
Again, he just listed everything that was wrong with it. And John's reply is, yeah, well, Doug told me he thought it was funny. So you know, I don't know where you come up with this list all of a sudden.
Oh, you should have heard John on the phone to me last night. The scam of the century.
Raven. Oh, I wish you would tape that. That might have been funny.
Oh, I got caught up in the whole thing. I said, boy, this kid's great. And kind of in the back of my mind said,
had his rave, and then we could play this piece of crap and say, what are you talking about?
I know. And then in the back of my mind, I said to myself, wait a second. You know, why is this kid going off and doing this on his own? Why doesn't he come to me? But all right. Hey, I hit a home run. What do I care?
Yeah, I always do these jokes on my own.
I don't do them on your own anymore. Could you at least go to Jackie and Fred?
All of them aren't going to work to your...
I see.
You know,
he only wants to prove to me he can do it on his own.
Well, that's it.
I would have been more impressed if you can't do it with a good idea.
I don't like telling anybody.
A virtuoso.
Yeah, virtuoso.
I don't tell anybody when.
All right, listen. Thank you. You're fine, ma'am. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Stop. You hit on it too, Shirley, and made me start thinking. It's like how you really would have solved this. And at this point, you know, Howard is at the top of the game. Everybody knew Stuttering John. You call a known actor, someone who doesn't have to be super famous, but somebody that Grillo would recognize as being like Rappaport, well, you know, like, you know,
Kevin Bacon used to listen every day. Him and his wife, they used to come in all the time. Right. Like, he would help in a second. Rappaport in a second.
Yeah. And also, like, just have him walking out just before Gorilla walks in and, like, saying, wow, that's a great part. I hope I get it, you know?
Chuck Zito. He was friendly with the Baldwins back then. Yeah. Like, any of them.
That would have been... See, that's how you do it, John.
Even the Downsy one?
Yeah. He was friends with... Because I remember the Downsy one came in there when he was born again and was into skateboarding. I remember he came in there to promote his... born again skateboarding videos.
Born wrong again.
Yeah. Bob is allergic to goldfish. Run, Gina. Run.
I'm not allergic to goldfish.
That's a nasty rumor circulating online. Gout rich food thing is bullshit. Alcohol and genetics.
Nobody in my family ever had gout, nor would they. Okay.
Bob, Dave wants to know who started it.
I have no idea.
Melissa Young, do you hear that drip too?
Bob, can you take a picture of your foot?
No. Yeah, for tomorrow morning so we can discuss
I'll take a picture of it later. I'm not going to go into all this posing right now.
Send it to me. I'll send it to Dr. Steve and see what he has to say. What he wants is credit for the good idea without blame for the flopping by saying I wasn't there. Mm. It's an excellent point. Yes.
Oh, God damn it. You see, I moved it to maybe take a picture, and I hit it on the weight again. You fucking idiots.
Why do you have a weight under?
Because I do my curls here.
Your cheese curls? Maybe that's a problem.
Scott Farrell versus Pre-K Stuttering J. I love it. As much as I miss those days, you guys do it even better in the current times. These are the best times because we have access to both.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Peg Lake Vet. Thank you for your service, first of all, and thank you for being here with us, man.
Mm-hmm.
And
dog
for the
too.
$5. Yeah. Shout out to all the vets here with us, man. I love that you guys are here hanging with us.
Howard was Hogue.
Yeah, I know. He was on BS this morning. He said hello. Hey. Howard was forced to apologize for the Selena stuff. This he did willingly. That's how bad Stuttering John is. Excellent point, Uncle Poopy.
What is that? What is that?
One of my favorite movies ever, really.
Oh, please.
Stuttering John looks like Charles Manson. He really does. He really does.
Just put up,
What do you want to do, boys?
Buy a nice house in the country.
Yeah, are we? Let's do another like 10 minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
What your director told you?
You did what your director told you. You're a fine actress. I got the problem with this gentleman.
Oh, real quick, just a little tease. We got a delicious Uncle Rico package waiting for you for tonight.
Boom.
8 o'clock. Yes, it should be a lot of fun.
7 o'clock.
You're the one who said 8.
I didn't. I was looking at the clock before it changed.
All right, well, I've already made the broadcast.
I'm kidding, you fucking assholes. You see, nobody's looking at me, and I'm laughing here.
8 o'clock tonight, and real quick, bsshowlive.com. We got links for all the live shows we got coming up. Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, March 29th. Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown, Long Island, March 30th. And The Rec Room in Huntington Beach, California, May 17th and 18th. Uncle Rico weekend, 4 shows, both nights, early shows are stand-up. Late shows are live, Uncle Rico. So join us.
And May this 17th. Saturday, I will be at the Laughing Stock Comedy Club in Grantville, PA. LaughingStockCC.com. Join Levy Verse and Perry Carvello. I'll be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Going 3 hours or more. I'm going to get a good sleep.
Yeah, buddy.
You just reminded me of something. Someone emailed us earlier to let us know that they had purchased beeronthebalcony.com, which now forwards to our ticket site.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Thank you, whoever that was.
Down the wrong way.
Oh, boy. Is that the next church? The wrong way church?
Coming at the end of March.
Stuttering John.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, Sharon. You know.
Ishkak Melendez.
Solo artist.
Solo artist.
Absolutely. Solo artist.
Okay, I'm going to set my alarm for 8 and 7 so you guys can't fool me. 8 o'clock. 7 for me, though, ironically. But yeah, 8 o'clock.
It's extraordinary.
Ishkak.
The Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, the Rachmaninoff of stutterers.
Yeah, yeah.
Gorilla, thank you.
No problem.
All right. No problem whatsoever. Nothing.
Well, anyway, I apologize, but
apologize. Actually, he's thanking you.
Yeah, actually, girl, I'm the one who gets the bad end of it, so you win. Thank you.
You didn't embarrass him at all.
Hey, here's Danny with the final word. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, man, Dan.
Howard. Yeah, final word. Go ahead.
That was like having 10 minutes of the best oral sex of your life, and then the girl gets up and walks away before you even finish.
Exactly. Oh. It's called blue balls.
That's it.
Thank
you're
you.
Big cock tease, Jarvis.
You left you hanging.
Thank
comedy
you.
Blue hey now. Balls.
What?
Comedy blue balls.
Comedy blue balls.
Oh man. Oh, that's killing him.
That's his new tour.
That should be the name of the new book, the next book, Comedy Blue Balls, the John Melendez story.
So excited, waiting for the big punchline, and it never came.
Yeah, of course. And I'm sitting there, I got to admit, I halfway through, I'm laughing because I'm desperate. I'm trying to sell it to my audience. I said, what am I trying to sell this to the audience? This is another one of John's dumb moves.
In the middle of it, you're like, hey, what is this? You know, he's reading a script, and then they say, no, wait a minute, he's going to start any second now.
Yeah.
So you keep going, and nothing ever
happens. And they start him over again, and nothing happens.
They're all trying to be stars.
Right. Thank you.
Take care, Al.
This is terrible.
Horrible. Horrible bit.
You got it.
I give it a D.
Hey, at least I passed.
A for effort, D for execution.
At least I passed. Spoken like a fucking
unlike
university
NYU.
Grad, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he got an F for execution, but it averages out to a D.
Yeah, all right.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay,
there, you passed.
Oh, wow.
All right. Thank all of you for a great job.
Thank you, Sharon. You did a great job.
Sharon was fine. I have no problem.
Sharon was great.
Sharon is very nice. I like Sharon.
Wait a minute. That's the girl from The Sopranos.
No.
I think that is her. Yeah. That looks a lot like her.
You
want to
give people plugs now?
I want to thank
No.
All right.
I don't think Sharon is the only one who gets a plug.
Fine.
Sharon.
Fine.
Would that be?
Now that you mention it.
Fine.
Wow, that does look like her. Now that I think about it, her voice was kind of similar to the Rosalie.
Good call, Bob. Good call.
Wow.
Sharon, we can find you in Tony and Tina's?
Actually, Tribeca Lab downtown.
I see. Well, let me say something. You're fine. You did a very good job.
Thanks.
No problem with you.
You didn't say anything, Tiger Lily. What are you talking about? Bob called it.
Please. Everyone taking credit from me. Keep trying.
Send Sharon the link. Yeah, let's do it.
I know you feel bad for John, but don't worry about it.
No, I mean, I thought it was very
the joke.
Yeah,
was
that
on
is
me.
Her,
not on a on Gorilla.
Wow.
Okay, what year was this? What year?
96.
And The Sopranos started in 99 or 98. I think it was 99, and then she probably came on in 2000s, right?
Uh huh.
Yeah,
it was this. At least a season in or so.
She's in the first season because Jackie dies in the first season.
Yeah, he's right. Oh, Jackie Brio, yeah.
Okay, so 99. Whoa. And yeah, so basically all this is going to hit in 2 years.
That's wild.
Isn't it?
That's wild. Her life changes in 2 years. Like, that's pretty fucking cool.
But Howard is a better actress than her.
Howard is a better actress. Yeah, he's right.
Better actress.
Have you seen Private Parts? He carried the whole movie. Come on.
He really did good.
It was killer. It was killer. It was this fucking movie. The greatest thing about that movie was you didn't need to be a Stern fan to watch it, get it, and enjoy it.
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, where you been, Christopher?
Christopher. Take that hat, bring it outside, and light it on fire.
The audience was scammed.
All right. You want me to hear it again? And I'm gonna hear. Yeah, I want to hear your tape again.
No. Oh, please.
It's you know. Why don't you go back to doing what you do best, which is ordering breakfast?
Ordering breakfast.
All right. You're a great waiter. Yeah, you know. All right. Thank you.
You're a great waiter.
And I'm sorry. I know I'm not like the Stern Show aficionado you guys are, but he's constantly on his show talking about all these great bits he did and how much Howard loved him and how it doesn't seem like it watching this.
What's ironic is this is now a great bit, but mm-hmm. it should have been a great bit of Grillo getting pranked. Instead, mm-hmm. Howard has to put on his working clothes and mm-hmm. now make this the bit. Right?
Yeah.
Dig out from under the out of the hole. Climb out from under the hole. Now I'm John. Dig out from the hole.
Yeah.
On the air without me hearing it first. John, and you should really consult me, Jackie, and Fred.
But then you don't enjoy the joke.
Yes, we do. Believe me, we write tons of stuff where we enjoy it.
I mean, imagine explaining the joke to Howard Stern, you know?
I just thought it would be, you know.
Yeah, well,
like
don't, because you're not a professional comedian.
Okay.
See? And I will be texting you, John, with dates or ideas of when we're going to do our show together.
Right. And surprisingly enough, whenever I was on Howard, he would always introduce me as professional comedian.
That is true. Professional comedian Mike Morse. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Grillo got on The Sopranos after this and John didn't. That's a great point. Oh. You're right. You're right.
Who was Grillo on The Sopranos?
He had a small part in the pizza shop when, what was the son's name?
He played a Stromboni.
Not AJ, Jackie Jr. Yeah, so Jackie Jr. was in there and Christopher was in there. It was a scene. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this to his death.
I know.
Listen carefully. I'll let everyone hear it who just woke up, and then I don't want to talk about it ever again.
Hey, you know what? Ultimately, we got two E shows out of it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, there you go. Fine. Because I figured out what to do with it.
Exactly.
Hello? Hi, is Steve there?
All right, I don't want to hear this part again. This is where they set him up. That's so unfunny, I don't even want to go through that.
Okay.
They set him up, and they said, we would like to have you come down to an audition. And Steve said, okay. I'll come down to the audition. That was the big joke.
They got him.
But you know what that does is set you up for, oh boy, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, but that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was willing to sit through that the first time. I'm not sitting through that again. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why you played that for me.
I had it on tape.
In other words, like, do you remember that porno call I did the other day? Gary set him up for 2 days, but we didn't play the setup. Okay. It's not funny. That's number one.
I thought that you wanted to go through the actual.
If there was a payoff, yes. Okay. There's no payoff in this. So Steve walks into the audition.
Hey, get in line. Who wasn't? What were you playing in? And what is this? Jim. Hold on. Jim says, I've never watched one show of The Sopranos.
Wow.
Well, you're missing a good show.
Well, like when you hear people talking about it, that doesn't make you want to watch an episode?
You caught on Oz?
Oz.
Oz is good.
Oz is nothing compared to Sopranos.
Right? Oh, come on. It's up there.
Let's make yourself comfortable.
I hear some walking.
Yeah.
That's the clearest.
Yeah.
All right, just have some fun with this. You can stand, sit, whatever.
Why she isn't mic'd and why he isn't mic'd, I don't know. They probably have some hidden microphone somewhere.
Right, somewhere.
It's an audition. You can mic people.
It was just one little camcorder there.
Right.
That's it.
When this first started and you heard their voices, didn't you assume they were walking over towards microphones?
Yeah, I didn't know. Oh my God, the whole thing's going to sound like this and we're going to be struggling to hear it anyway. And they don't realize people listen to radio on small little radios in their cars.
And they've got traffic.
There's all kinds of distractions. So now we're going to be struggling to hear this bit, but it must be killer if they got a guy to audition.
Okay. We're starting on the second page, right?
Yeah. I promise my audience, I never would have played this for you had I heard it ahead of time. Never.
We had never seen the last.
I've never heard him say this about any bit ever. It's crazy.
Yeah, he didn't say this about the Daniel Carver roast.
No.
Never would have seen the light of day.
I think you reiterated that enough times.
Okay.
I think we can.
You think I'm? You think I didn't say that anymore?
I think what we all. I think we all know.
I think he tried to say reiterate.
Oh, okay.
You I think reiterated
all,
that.
I think we all know that.
I don't even know that that's the proper use
think,
of that
I
word.
I think we reiterated that.
I think it is.
enough times.
I think you reiterated. instead of making a fool out of Gorilla, you made a fool out of yourself.
Ah, fun.
5 days.
Fun. It's all fun. It's a goof.
Right.
Yeah.
And just have some fun. Okay. Could you say your name, please? Who's that?
You don't look after. Funny. It's John. It's so unfunny. Wait. I don't even know how you think this worked.
Because
I mean, you
right
make
now,
me doubt you.
Right now, he would have been quacking.
Yeah, but he didn't.
I know.
So then, how could you play this for? Where are the laughs?
I didn't hear.
He's saying, "Oh, he's supposed to be quacking."
I didn't hear
it's,
the laughs.
I mean, it's insane to me. He wasn't there, and he never even heard it after it was done. And then instead, he goes on the phone to Howard. And tells him, wait till you hear this. That's insane to me. I would have said, Howard, you know what? Give me another day. Let me listen to this before you play it. Like, I don't know. I don't want to hand you something that sucks.
Well, he should have been.
Yeah, but John,
I wasn't,
should have been
know,
isn't on the tape.
I couldn't be there to tell him to quack.
But John.
But you're saying this is funny. Where is it funny?
You know.
It would have been funny, is what you're saying.
So far, he should have been quacking already. His shirt should have been on.
So how is this funny?
No, well now he's and now he's gonna start screaming and.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm gonna play this again to prove.
No, stop him here.
He would have been alive. He would have been alive if you haven't nagged him so much. Why don't we start again?
Now we're gonna go sit through this again. That isn't funny.
Well, I didn't listen to the tape.
So listen to it. It's
your- I didn't listen to the tape.
That's great.
I can't because Grillo sees me in the morning. It was like I had to let Doug.
So then go in the afternoon. Go somewhere. I mean,
the amount of excuses this guy pulls. I couldn't go to the audition because it would look weird if I left early. I couldn't go listen to it because Grillo's around me in the morning. It's convenient that he has all these excuses to not work, mm-hmm. to not follow through.
I don't know. So have someone play for you over the phone.
This is my first audition. I've never
it's a terrible right. script you wrote.
Let it loose. All right, have fun. All right. Okay, you're still on. When have you been?
Boop. Laughing?
No.
It's so funny.
Oh, like I'm in the any position to laugh now.
But you tell me where the laughs are.
You know there isn't.
You know, listen, if you don't like it, I'm...
Do you like it? To be honest with me, do you think this worked?
I had wished he would have done some of the things that were on the script.
Right.
That's not the question.
You. Do you think this worked?
I think it worked.
You think it worked? Okay, I mean, so let me continue playing. Until you admit to me that this didn't work.
This is like torturing a terrorist in Guantanamo. Like, I'm going to keep playing this until you tell me where he is.
Play this. So
edit the moments
me.
That I think work.
Okay, tell me the moments.
I think that it works when he sings.
All right, let me hear. Let's
I
hear
hate
it.
This. Here we go again. I can't take it. Where's my dad? Where's my dad? You bastard. You took my dad.
This sound. It sounds like a robot. Oh Where's my daddy? Where's my daddy?
It sounds like they auditioned on a slinky going down the
You took my dad.
All right, so he says took my daddy. Is that the joke?
Well, he's looking at the ceiling yelling, where's my daddy? I think that's funny.
All right. I mean, it's a silly line, but it's not all that funny. And she says to him, that was good, and he's done. And this was it.
I could have been out the door at this point.
You sound like half a fag. Better than a whole fag you are. I ain't no fag.
This is John's script writing, by the way. This is all John's writing. John wrote and his wife, according to John.
Huh. You want me to fast forward?
No,
I did. I did. You should.
She doesn't work at all. Like, I needed to be more real.
And that's
something.
My fault.
Well, yeah, of you course know, it is.
It is your fault. This
you
is your bit.
It's your bit. What are you doing? You got to tell her what to do.
I crafted
know
it.
What to do.
I couldn't be there to tell her.
Yeah, but you got
to
tell her. You got to rehearse her.
I told
Why would you spend 5 days and not... Now you know.
Like I was wondering this, too.
I think that's funny of him, Mona. Wow. I think it's funny.
Isn't that jacket Grillo's wearing in the auditions the same jacket Richie Aprile gave Tony Soprano, who then gave it to the maid's husband? It does look like that.
It looks
you're right.
just like it.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's a little Easter egg. I never told anybody about it.
It's over. Yes. Here it is. Here's the funny moment. Here's what you think is funny. 5 days you spent.
Yeah, this is funny.
Jose. Jose. Oh.
Jose.
Oh. You're a devil.
I can do it again if you want.
Good. Thanks, man.
What a payoff. What a payoff.
Wow.
He's out of there.
See, but I could have left. Bit. I could have grabbed my bag and left. Luckily, I was talking to one of the actors, and they asked me to come back in. I would have been out the door.
Doug was there to tell us.
And now here's the big funny singing moment.
Oh, if you put it in this context, it's not going to be hearing Grillo sing War Pigs, but it's not funny hearing him sing.
Yeah, it's not working.
Okay.
But I'm acting.
He's singing. He's brushing his hair and singing.
Yeah, let's have some fun with that.
I'll walk in on
him. I don't know. Gapping away. Everyone's forget it. You don't know this don't work. There's something wrong with you.
Well, at least I'm singing.
All right. I mean, I got to sit through all this to get to the singing.
And have some
fun. What is he a singer ready?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. You know, okay.
Good job.
You got it.
Good job. All right. I'm not going to take any more phone calls on this. Okay, thank you.
You want to taxes?
He's completely defeated. He's like, ugh.
Stuttering moron, way to go. You just brought the show to an all-time low, you stupid ass. Fly to the Everglades. You are not funny.
Oh, don't forget the faxes that would come in during the show.
Clearly your pregnant fiance.
That's good.
Howard, suspend John for 1 week. Don't let him near a microphone or camera. Teach him a lesson. Worst half hour I've ever heard, Bill. Hey, Howard, that piece of S that John called a bit has driven me to confess. OJ. John's a dumb. Dear Howard, concerning the plane that crashed in the Everglades, how come no one has found any heads? Oh, this isn't about John. Where are all the heads? Please comment. I'll comment later. That bit ranks up there with Geraldo opening up the Al Capone safe. That's right.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Yeah, I like that.
That's it.
It's funny. A buddy of mine was talking to me the other day about the show, and he made an excellent point. He said, people like John and Scott are the reason why a Marcy was brought in the first place to the Stern show. And I didn't even really think about that until, you know, I was like, wow, you know what? That does kind of make sense.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? A new person to say no. Howard was done. Howard didn't want to be the bad guy. Everybody's always like, fuck him, bad guy. I had my share of that, you know? So, yeah, I thought it was an excellent point. Yeah, my buddy Mark out in Canada. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, buddy, I know.
So sorry. All right. Listen, we got a doozy of a show coming up for you tonight. How many did we have back here today?
So we're at 803 right now. I think we peaked a tad higher.
Well, listen, man, 800 plus people behind the wall. We love it. Thank you guys very much for membering up. We'll be doing more of these for sure. Appreciate everybody. Oh, we still got a few more super chats. John going after Schultz's wife enraged me.
Shuley's wife.
I think you mean Shuley's wife. And yes, just like the other day, I had to resist every urge in my body when he talked about your wife not to put pictures in that I know you don't want me to put in there.
Yeah, we're better than that. Don't worry about it. Stuttering John's
you
greatest
are.
Bit.
I'm not.
I know. Stuttering John's greatest bits are Stuttering John being incompetent. 100% dang. Imagine John got to learn from the bit master. Fail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard. Cherry pie for Stacey Allen, please. Dr. Daffler has made a request.
Feed my cherry pie. You know, I can't really sing this song.
Look, more and more people never seen The Sopranos. I want everybody to watch the first episode and then let me know what you thought on BS tomorrow, right?
You got to watch the first two at least.
If they're going to watch the first one, they'll watch the second.
Yeah.
If you watch first episode and you're not interested in the second episode,
then watch the first episode of Oz. Yeah.
I love Prison Rape.
Yeah, if you're a big fan of Prison Rape and the comedy that goes along with it, definitely check out Oz. It's a good show, don't get me wrong, but you know.
It's no surprise.
Yeah, check out Deadwood. Yeah, Deadwood's very a lot of people don't. Yeah, you would love Deadwood, Bob. Everybody's calling everybody a cunt. I mean,
really?
It's phenomenal. It's old Wild West shit, man. Good.
And tomorrow on BS, let's go through some other shows people should watch.
I like it. Recommendation time. Let's go. All right. We will handle this later tonight, 8 p.m. YouTube. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends. Tell them all. We're coming. 8 p.m. We got a new intro. We got a new music video to debut for a new song that's recently come out. That's right. New music video for King of the Names dropping tonight in the intro. Nice. So definitely get in there early and get ready to rock. We're going to have a fun time tonight. Grab your drinks. Mm-hmm. It's going to get sloppy.
Yeah, and check out Tom Gully at
and
Cabin.
Tim.
Yeah, the twins. On YouTube. Tom Gully.
Check out the Gully Brothers. We're big fans of theirs. All right, everybody. Oh, True Detective Season 1. Hell yes. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll get into this tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Thank you for joining us behind the wall in the Blunder Year.
Daddy.